Since 2007, South Africans have been experiencing load shedding. Here we are at the end of 2022, and we find ourselves in stage 6 of load shedding, possibly even 7. How has load shedding affected our media owners in South Africa, and what is being done to mitigate their losses and the planning of brand scheduling across this medium? Joining me is Chantal Harrison from Amplify, which is the division within Dentsu, currently the leading media network in sub-Saharan Africa. I'm your host, Ingrid von Stein, and welcome to the Dentsu Wisdom Series, sharing insights and key learnings with those who want to know more. Chantal, I really appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule just to share some insight with the audience of the Dentsu Wisdom Series. I'm going to ask you first, because not everybody knows who Amplify are.
Thanks, Ingrid. And thanks for having me today and the opportunity to obviously chat about this burning topic in our media industry today. Amplify is a business platform which ultimately connects and delivers value for all. We have a deep understanding of the entire media supply chain, with expertise in addressable advertising, location-based media, advanced TV, and the entertainment industry. For Amplify, media is any form of communication which connects advertisers with consumers, and we operate under our vision of value for all by harnessing technology, insight, and creative thinking to identify and deliver value for our clients, media owners, and our network.
I want to get straight into this. Moving on to the past 3 years, has there been an increase in viewership over the COVID period? And if so, maybe you can give us a little bit of insight as to what has happened over the last 3 years.
This is a very interesting question, and increases and decreases we've seen over the past 3 years. But ultimately, if we look back, we saw massive increases for TV viewership. We saw alternative radio listening patterns and a massive decline for out of home. And this was all during 2020. Within TV, there was about a 40% increase in very specific programming, such as news, movies, and obviously the kids' channels, because naturally all our kids were stuck at home. So I think digital also saw a massive growth, and that was consumers wanting information and opinions and wanting to be part of a conversation almost immediately. And digital is the one platform that obviously offered us that. And it was also one of the only ways that we could stay socially connected to our friends and family that weren't actually living in the home with us. Then we were finally let out of our homes come 2021, ultimately. And I think because the actual lockdowns were so long in South Africa, we actually were never going to return to what was a normal pre-COVID existence. So while TV viewership decreased a little bit, we were back to, let's call it, 2019 levels. And obviously out of home saw massive growth, but that was obviously coming off a low base of 2020, where we were sort of not spending in out of home at all. And then the interesting with out of home is, while TV sort of went back to 2019 levels, out of home didn't go back to a 2019 level. So it's still one of those areas where the industry hasn't gotten back to where it was previously, and digital continues to grow. That's 2021, where things are starting to normalize, but not quite normal. And then there's 2022, where the start of 2022 literally seemed like we were going back to normal. We even had an increase in Q1 that we've never seen in years before. And we thought 2022 was going to be a year that media went big again. But that sort of started declining shortly, let's call it, after the second half of 2022. And I think that was driven mainly by the fact that not only were we impacted by power outages, because we know Eskom have had their struggles, but for broadcast TV, there was the analog shutdown, which started around about March 2021, and we were seeing the impact of final shutoffs really impacting us this year in 2022. I think it was also around about the middle of the year when load shedding really became more of a constant as opposed to an ad hoc thing for South Africans. So it started ramping up. We saw in September, we saw our first stage 6 for the year. With stage 6, we're seeing up to a 25% decrease our viewership on TV. So the impact really over the past 3 years for media has been quite significant, but also in different places and different parts. But digital is one of those places that sort of started growing massively in 2020 and has consistently continued to grow. Our audiences are migrating, Ingrid, and they are looking for content, or they're looking for entertainment in different ways as opposed to just the normal TV screen.
I'm very pleased that you mentioned that audiences have changed and the way that they consume media has also changed. I mean, streaming has certainly had a huge boost. I'm just curious, as load shedding continues and is likely to continue to do so for a good few more years, how does this impact TV and online viewership from your perspective?
I think ultimately, Ingrid, there is something that TV offers, which is content. For the average South African that views TV, they're going there for the specific storyline on a Generations or Gomorrah, whatever show it is that they go to TV to watch. I don't think consumers are going to just shy away from that. They are going to seek ways to pull that content, which is why I think the migration to video on demand platforms is ultimately where that TV audience will be. They're not leaving the audiovisual space in any way. They are seeking the content in different platforms, but the content still remains the thing that they want.
Indeed, content is what everybody's after. We've all heard conversations around Netflix, who are going to be launching advertising into their stream. I know this hasn't happened yet, but it's likely to happen, and it's going to be interesting to see how the space changes. I just want to step back for a moment. You are working with clients. How have you been able to navigate the space for your clients? They are probably spending a bit more and getting less exposure. Maybe you can just share some insight into that landscape and what Amplify and Dentsu have done to benefit their clients as well as the broadcasters.
Also, it's another interesting one, right? Because load shedding has sort of been unexpected, so not necessarily something that we can ideally plan for. In the past, if we knew there's a World Cup coming, or we knew something was going to come to impact our TV viewership, we would just downweight to make sure that we were still delivering the required audiences or plan around specific events. But load shedding is one of those things that we can't necessarily plan for. Just to take a step back, I mentioned earlier on that obviously, when it's stage six, we see a massive impact on our actual TV viewership numbers. But the lower stages, like a 2 or 3, we don't really necessarily see more than a 5 to 7% decrease in viewership. And that's about a normal viewership decrease that we actually plan for and we can optimize around. From a planning or assisting our clients in terms of the impact of load shedding, there hasn't been a massive need to necessarily come up with something to address it today, because like I said, it's stage six that really impacts our viewers, but people are still going to pull the content. So we do see things like the repeats on TV pulling higher numbers because people are going there for their content. And for Dentsu, I think the space that we are moving into is giving clients an opportunity to catch that consumer in the other platforms, be it in a repeat that lives on a video on demand platform or finding the content on a space like YouTube. And something like a Netflix and a DStv Catch Up and all of these other video on demand platforms is ultimately going to be where consumers are pulling content from. And the solution for our clients is to be part of that content pool.
You are certainly very, very insightful, and you are giving us a great look as to what's happening behind the scenes in the media and marketing landscape. The question I have to ask is, where are you getting these insights? Is it something that you are looking just in the market, or do you have something that is internal, that is proprietary to Dentsu, that gives you these incredible insights?
That's such a good question, Ingrid. At Dentsu, obviously, we invest in our own research. It's known as CCS. And the most wonderful thing about CCS that I can actually chat about today is the fact that it's the only piece of research that was conducted during COVID, so during 2020. And we then did a new research piece in 2021. So we actually have pre-COVID, during COVID, and post-COVID information and insights that we can pull out of our CCS data. And very interesting things are actually coming out of that. We also, within the CCS data, we can start planning for attention, which is one of the new metrics that will start driving more meaningful investment for clients in terms of actually reaching their audience and getting engaged attention. So CCS is the platform that we are obviously using to draw these insights or where I'm getting my info from, but also helping us to navigate the future and how we as a business will use that platform to start evolving the client's media touchpoint choices to start speaking to the consumer and how they've now changed and migrated post-COVID.
I love the fact that you use the word evolving, because are we not all evolving? And for those who don't know what CCS stands for, can you just tell us, because I know in the industry you often use like acronyms, what is CCS?
I always forget that not everybody is a media person like I am. So CCS is our consumer connection study or system, as mentioned previously, a proprietary piece of research that we actually fund so that we can stay on top of real media insights. As we know, as a media landscape, there are certain pieces of research that get conducted for the industry as a whole, but these can sometimes lag. So CCS is more regular piece of research. And also what's really lovely that comes out of CCS, it is not only the research and the insights, but there's also a planner that we can use to actually plan media using this data that we get out of our consumer connection study.
I was fortunate enough to be able to access and download the latest CCS, Consumer Connected Survey, and I am fascinated, particularly around the research and the findings you found around Generation Z. I don't think there's anything else in the marketplace. And it's a very simple question. Why isn't everybody using CCS? And if they aren't, where can they get it? But that's another conversation. I think everybody should have it. With regards to load shedding and the road ahead for all of us, what assurances can you offer your clients or potential clients? What are you guys doing? What have you got planned?
So it's obviously something that we have to solve for clients almost immediately, Ingrid. In the first quarter of 2023, Dentsu is going to host a leadership conference. And ultimately, we'll be discussing in that conference is four pillars. And one of the pillars being a plan around load shedding. We all know it's not going away. We all know it's something that we need to plan for. And to have all of the top minds in our business, as well as some key global partners join us for that conference, we are going to come up with a solve for our clients around load shedding. And ultimately that solve, as I mentioned earlier on, is going to be around how we link our brands to the content that our consumers are looking for.
We're coming towards the end of December 2022. It has been a tough year. It's been a very tough December, and in all likelihood, it's going to be a tough first quarter of 2023. Any words of wisdom or encouragement that you'd like to share?
Let's be kinder to each other. Let's work together to find a solve that will meet the needs of all of our clients and the industry as a whole. And then I'd just like to encourage everybody that we're all in the same boat and we're going to get through this together.
Indeed, we are all in the same boat. If you've enjoyed this conversation as part of our Dentsu Wisdom series, be sure to tune in again. We will definitely be having a follow-up conversation because I'm really, really want to share those insights that come out of the conversation that you're going to be having at the upcoming conference in January. And I also commend Dentsu that you are willing to share these insights, willing to have the tough conversations. Chantal, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on the Densu Wisdom Series. Please tune in again soon as we share deeper insights into the marketplace. The Densu Wisdom Series.